קבל השם חזר וימס לי בך וימס לי בך קבל השם קבל השם חזק וימס לי בך חזק ויאמץ ליבך וקבל השם קבל השם חזק ויאמץ ליבך ויאמץ ליבך וקבל השם קבל השם חזק ויאמץ ליבך חזק ויאמץ ליבך וקבל השם קבל השם
Preparation for the lesson in the tense. They printed such nice pages, so let's read from the page instead of the original thing we chose. Where you sit, that's your ten. There you prepare for the lesson. We have text from the sources on printed pages on the tables. Right, so he said, where you sit, that's your ten. You have excerpts from the sources. Right, so in one thought, this whole reality was created, the lower ones and upper ones both, as one in the final state of the end of correction, as was emanated and created by a single thought. That single thought performs all the operations, and it is the essence of all the operations and the purpose and essence of the labor. It is in itself the entire perfection and the sought-after reward. So now, friends, we may hate the friends, love the friends, we may be indifferent to the friends, but in a quarter of an hour, we have to reach that purpose, that labor, which is the purpose. So with that labor, with that common desire, we'll be able to discover that reality that the Kabbalists speak of. Yes, reality is the true spiritual reality is there. It exists. All the souls are connected. We just need to know how to remove all these shells and peels from us and to discover the Creator who is connected to us, with us, together. And specifically during the morning lesson, we have a great opportunity to achieve that and to draw the lights which will correct us so that we may feel it. It's an opportunity to allow the Creator to work, to connect us together in order to bring Him contentment. We'll collect all of our desires, all of our yearnings, and from that we will build a vessel. We will try to form this template or pattern that Rav talked about between us, and in that we will gain new knowledge, a new mind, a new heart with God's help. Yes, we are part of that sublime thought, that wondrous thought operating in reality at every moment, and we have to participate with that thought and to bring that thought to fruition, to a state where it's one, where we are as one, our ten, as we are ten desires, ten images, all connecting to one by one thought. Yes, when we will connect and unite, as the Ten Commandments, to that thought, we will hear it, we will unite with it. Now, right here, right now, among the friends. Yes, here amongst the friends, we have to see ourselves as being one body. Only then we can connect to a thought which is one thought, and one will clothe on one. So we need to see ourselves as a whole, complete body, connected, very interconnected, interdependent. We're all interdependent, and each one leans on the actions of everyone else, and each thought coming from someone or an action or whatever it may be, we are all operated as one system. Yes, it's nothing is as usual today. We're sitting in different places, a different study hall. It's an unusual day in hall, and it's all from above. There's none else besides him. We need to begin from that. He determines what we'll think, what we'll do, but the connection between us and the desire to reveal him, he cannot do that for us. And we need him to give us the opportunity to form a vessel for his sake. Yes, and very great responsibility can be felt. We were given all the conditions necessary. They're all met in order for us to be a complete 10, to be in contact all day long, and together with the source texts, which speak exactly of our formation, the Havaya and the 10. That's the only thing they discuss, and our corrected form, the way we correct ourselves and rise through the degrees of the spiritual ladder. It's great joy that we have the opportunity and the ability to do this work together. Yes, and this one, this unit that does everything, it's the whole reward and promised reward and the thought and everything, labor, it all begins from annulment and gratitude, for us being able to sit here and engage in that above the reality of each individual. There we find the common reality. Yes, through annulment and integrating together with our mutual desires to attain the Creator, to bring Him contentment, we have 3 hours to draw the light and to pray for the friends, for the whole world. Yes, we can feel that we are capable of this. All of the preconditions have been met. We were given all the means. The method is prepared for us. The friends are ready. Each one devotes his soul and is able to come out of himself, to annul himself. And we will now help each other at this time to truly draw this certain measure of light which we need to receive. Everything is ready. The love is also prepared. Now is actually the time where all the efforts of yesterday are focused on at this point, so that we can enter the new state. What more can be added? There are things that the friends keep repeating, their annulment and gratitude. So, to give thanks, that's possible. We're all here, you can see. And we have to be thankful that all the friends are here together, sitting. And it's good that it's not the Creator, not us doing it, it's the Creator doing it. Because if it were up to us, perhaps we wouldn't have been here. And to annul, also we need to ask the Creator to come help us on this as well, in how to annul before each other. Yes, we've actually come to the hate of the day, the apex of the day. We're all together in one thought, turning to that one thought, wanting for it to be fulfilled through us, so we're able to complete it, to summon the light that's in it, and to become similar to that thought, so it comes to fruition quickly. And we'll ask the Creator to be good children. We're from one mother, from one father, from the same womb. We need to know that here. And there's no way of separating us forever, then we will discover the Creator in that Havaya. And the Creator, in recent days, we've learned how it's Him doing everything. And also our situation right now was organized for us by the Creator, was arranged rather. And the question is now, what do we do from now on? Where are we? Can we truly demand and ask? Where can we form a greater connection between us? And what truly is the act that we can actually perform, what we can press on with, like a child asking his father to... We're asking to unite. Yes, to thank the Creator for every moment where we're in this lesson together, and to ask of him, the ability to connect and to bestow contentment upon him from our common kli, from our common heart. And as our advancement is only joint advancement, as we read, there is one thought. So it turns out that everything we see in the Ten, it's all an invitation, an imploration on behalf of the Creator. Each one of us, He's showing us exactly those stains that we should ask for Him to correct. And let's help each other not to be confused and to think that there's anyone outside of me. Rather, it's all simply a reflection of our compatibility with that vessel in terms of merging with it. Right, so we've come at long last. Two, there's none else besides Him. All that there is in the world is from the Creator. He alone did, does, and will do all deeds in the world.
Leagid, leagid, babo kechazdecha.